Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mudbug Bash 2018 is a wrap, and I think it was a success. Saturday, Dallas Farmers Market. Thanks to everyone who rolled out, including Travis Frederick and J.J. Brand. This is Sean and R.J. on 105.3 The Fan. Roy out today, but we got Troy Hughes running things as usual. More of the Cowboys All or Nothing audio from Amazon coming up at 8 o'clock. But I am retired in a certain aspect of grilling. And no more excuses. I have no little sarcastic, smart aleck comments for Gavin Dawson, as we had our wing rematch on the Big Green Egg. Shout out Andy from Paragon. And I threw everything I had at him. I flew in a sauce from Maryland. Mm. I went and picked up a sauce like it was a drug deal from my man Samir at Nick and Sam's. He texted me after the show Friday, come down the alley. Come down the alley, back of the restaurant. Oh. I walk in, bam, hands me two homemade buffalo wing sauces. And I felt good. I marinated them. Shout out Matt Meat Church for the rubs, as always. And I went out there. Gavin, of course, had his Orange Magic patented wings. And I made three different types. I couldn't decide what to do with the sauces. I had the Maryland one. I had the Nick and Sam's one. And then Brian Broadus, my great sous chef, came by and said, I think we should mix them.
Mm.
So I mixed them.
Sushi.
I made three different types. Happy with the cook. Had the crowd sample them. The crowd picked the broadest mixed version.
Uh-huh.
The three judges, Kevin Turner, blind judging, Kevin Turner, Mike Fisher, Jesse Holly, and I lost 2-1. I thought that Fish would be the swing vote. I thought I had Holly locked in. I've grilled for Holly a couple times. I know he likes the sauce. I know he likes the spice. KT, I thought, would be more plain. I would lose his vote. Mm-hmm. And then Fisher, I mean, I don't know how to evaluate Fisher's eating. We just see him. You know, if I made a tortilla chip.
Yes, but you got to put potato chips on it.
If I made a tortilla chip wing, I would have won because Mike Fisher basically snorts tortilla chips. He's a machine. But I didn't know what would happen with Fish. And Fish voted for Dawson. KT voted for me. And Jesse Holly put the knife in my back. So
Fish could be bought, though.
Yeah.
Fish was bought. Fish was bought by...
You give him a paywall?
Yeah, you get... Yes. Oh, no. Here, what happened is Dawson is probably a subscriber to DallasBasketball.com.
Yeah.
And that's what swung the vote.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you're going to be replaced by Matt Mosley as our Cowboys insider.
Oh, yeah. Talk about Beller. Beller Bears. Beller game.
Oh, are you okay?
My bad. So congratulations to Gavin Dawson. He is, look, he's a better griller than I am. He got me into the grill game.
He got.
He helped me. He helped get me into the grill game. He takes these classes, man. He knows all the secrets. It's like a second child to him, those Orange Magic wings. And I'm not doing any more rematches. I'm going to accept the defeat. The first time I had some excuses, but I threw everything I had at him. And this champion tasted my wings before the judging. And he goes, just tasted Sharice wings. It's 2-0. Game over.
Woo! Well, thanks for the recognition, Sean. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. It's a great honor to be the fine cook such as yourself.
What was wrong with my wings? And were these versus the PB&J ones? Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, I liked the sauce on the PB&J wings better. That was zingy and fun.
Oh.
But I think the difference is here in Texas, people want a little bit more smoke into their meat. And I took 2.5 hours to smoke those, and you did it quicker.
Yeah,
I did
an hour 425.
So I could tell, like, when I tasted yours and then I tasted mine, that if the judges liked a pretty good smoke on it, that they would go with mine.
Yeah.
So
when you brought out the little individual thermometer, I knew I was in trouble because you were going 165 internal.
Yeah, about 170 is what I was shooting
170. For. 170. When he was doing each wing, breaking it down, I knew I was in trouble because I had made all these comments about his dry wings the first time, mm-hmm. and he was not going to let the same mistake happen again.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I would recommend to everybody who's trying to improve their game is to get a ThermaPen. I know there's a couple of competitors that make similar type of products, but the instant read thermometer, whether it's steak or chicken wings or chicken breast or something, I suppose at some point you get good enough that you can kind of eyeball it or feel the food and know, but until then, science, baby.
Yeah, well, I'm done.
Appreciate you, man.
Well, you.
Thank you.
There's no dispute.
Well, you could kill me on brisket. I'll recognize that.
Ooh. I don't know yet. I don't know. You know, I don't know how we set up a brisket competition.
Sean's brisket's amazing. It
takes all day.
It takes all day. We have to have a 12 or 13 hour party.
We're going to need an RV.
You're going to need an RV.
There you go.
Thank you, Gavin Dawson. I think Kavanaugh even bought a Big Green Egg over the weekend. So he's all in. BigGreenEgg.com for your local retailer. And people were calling me a cheater for flying in the sauce.
Not cheating. There's no cheating.
Going and getting a new sauce. Well, Dawson pulls out a bottle from his bag of Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah, I mean, everyone cheats. Everyone's a hack. That's kind of how it works.
He didn't use it, but I said, what is that?
Yeah.
I can't be a... This doesn't say Sweet Baby Gavin.
No,
it doesn't say Sweet Baby Dawson.
Everyone steals from everybody.
Yeah.
We learned that in the movie Swingers.
Yeah. He didn't use the Sweet Baby Ray's. Instead, he went with the Aunt Jemima. As he used the pancake syrup.
Yeah, man.
I was like, is this a thing?
You know, do you refrigerate your pancake syrup after you open it?
Great question.
I do not, personally.
I do not, but my wife thinks it's disgusting to leave it in the pantry.
Really?
Yeah.
My mother always refrigerated it. And, like, everything, is it called coagulated when everything gets at the top sticky and everything? Who knows?
I don't know.
But, like, you know, it just seems like it gets more sticky if it's refrigerated. So I don't refrigerate that anywhere, neither here nor there.
Yeah. So, though, I would like to apologize to my mother. My mom does not get competitive.
Mm.
You know, she rolls her eyes at my brother and I fighting for, you know, 30 years. But she texted me on Friday. She's an innocent, sweet angel.
I saw this.
She would never do anything wrong to anybody. Hear that you have a couple of sauces to choose from. You do know that your brother went above and beyond getting that sauce to you. Do you even know where the post office is yourself? Because you're clueless in that regard. I said, I thanked him, Mom. It's chill. Then she writes, seriously, don't let Gavin get away with winning. We both know you are the better cook.
Ooh.
And then she wrote, beat him enough with the good guy routine with these mom exclamations. You know how your parents are with trying to use emojis.
Oh, yeah.
And she wrote that, so I couldn't even answer her yesterday when she goes, what happened? Give me a little recap. And my dad, always worried about money, said, how did the cook go? I said, I lost. He said, because of the sauce? So any money for losers or none?
Yeah. Like there was money for winning.
Like there was money. No, dad is bragging rights, man.
Yeah.
The money means nothing. There would be no money. It's all about the bragging rights, but I'm done with the wings. I'm finished. I will never competitively cook wings again.
That's okay. Now you're going to come to my side. You're just going to...
Grill steaks. 6-minute contest. Put that bad boy at 600 degrees.
If you even do six. Yeah. I mean, you may not even need six.
That's true. So... thanks, everyone, for rolling out, sampling it. And Brian brought us my great sous chef, Nick and Sam, my brother, for the delivery. My brother dog cussed me because I went against the Maryland sauce. I mixed them, and he dog cussed me up and down. That's what you effing get. I'm glad. Why would you be so stupid?
Wow.
Why'd you have me do all this work and fly it off? I felt pressure, man. I felt pressure from my boy Samir. I felt pressure from my brother.
Yeah.
I felt pressure from Broadus. I knew I would overthink it, and this is like a complicated game plan. I didn't just say one thing, simple, let's move forward. I tricked it up too much, man.
You know,
I put too many plays in the playbook.
Your brother acted like he wrote the preamble to the Constitution here. Okay, he went to a restaurant and then went to Walmart and got a cup and then went to the post office. It was like an 18-minute venture. He didn't sit there all weekend.
I know.
See, this is the problem, Sean.
His face.
You brought too many people into the kitchen.
You're right.
Too many cooks.
Yeah, right, too many cooks are in there.
You're right. So, Mudbug Bash, Travis Frederick, J.J. Brand, the sacks to the sack. That we ended up paying off the cornhole boards over the crotch.
Yeah, thanks, you D-wide.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you just, like, the whole point is for
you. Top got five throws apiece.
Yeah, you're supposed to toss the beanbag into the hole and have sacks to the sack. And then you on your third one.
Have what?
Sacks to the sack.
Okay.
And then you on your third one, you... You beat me in the arm.
Yeah. Choppy's
that hurt.
Choppy goes 2 for 15 total and then decided to just throw these things.
Yeah.
Mike Bassick, like, right to people's faces.
I was off. Yeah. I was off, and I was off my game. And then I decided I had to hit somebody. So I just threw as hard as I could.
Oh, okay.
I hit Roy, too. Roy had a welt. Is it a welt or a whelp?
Welt.
Yeah. Some people say whelp, and I never said that.
Yeah.
Right in the chest, right there. He's got a little big red spot.
That's why he's not here today.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we got a little more vacation days than we do in our contracts. We've been at this company longer. He's cranking out these vacation days like Mike Bass.
I know. He's sitting there. He's going to have off. Like, I think he's got like 3 more weeks off.
They're carryovers from Elf and Lewin.
Every day was an off day then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.